Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. I am not dead. Now, some of y'all may have thought I just fell off the face of the earth, but I swear I didn't. But January kicked my ass. That's plain spoken good old Southern. January kicked my ass. I managed one podcast for January. Maybe two. Anyway, let me clue ye in real quick. Why, I'm still alive. So, once upon a time, there was this wisdom tooth that was very determined to make my face wish it were roadkill. Yeah, wisdom tooth. It started cutting in right after my last podcast back January the 9th. My third wisdom tooth, mind you. I cut one in my 20s. I cut one in my 30s. And, well, I cut this one here in my 40s. Guess what I get to look forward to in my 50s? So, this is a slow process. At least it is for me. It took that, insert multiple explicatives here, tooth, 3 weeks to cut in. 3 weeks of headaches, migraines, face aches, swollen face, my cheek, oh my goodness, it was swollen a bit. The gum was swollen. Eating, yeah, there was mashed potatoes and lots of those and lots of pudding. Eating, that was a thing. And it took 3 weeks before that tooth finally got in and the gum healed up enough that I could say, thank heavens, that's over. Then Walmart happened. Yes, the place of so many gripes and fusses and bitching. I go in and I have narrowed it down to Walmart. I had been shopping on Friday with my daughter. She did not get sick. I had been shopping with my husband on Saturday. He did not get sick. But Saturday's when I got sick. I went into Walmart by myself, 'cause he and I went to Publix together. So I'm standing in line at Walmart, and y'all can hear this in my voice, how much I'm getting over this. I am standing in line to return a broken item. Bought it, open it, the darn thing's broken. Please. You know what? A cute little garden solar light for $4 shouldn't come out broken. Anyway, I digress that one. Standing in line, and one of those innocent, cute little Walmart customers, shriveled little old person, just idle chit-chat, only one I spoke with, aside from the Walmart employee, I'm pretty sure that's where I got it from. So I have nicknamed this the Walmart virus, because that's the only freaking place I went by myself that I, by myself, could have picked up this stupid-ass congestion. Yeah, I'm slurping on water this morning. And there will be on an occasion I'll either try and cough away from my mic, or I just may pause my recording, go into a 2-minute long coughing fit where I can't breathe, and then come back to a live mic and be just so happy. Yeah. But those of you who are still hanging in there listening, bless your pee-picking hearts. Thank you. Y'all have not give up on me or give me up for dead. Zombies did not come eat my brains. The apocalypse did not happen while I was missing. The earth was not swallowed by a black hole. There was a dumbass show on H2 about some made-up stuff that I thought was real until I Googled it and found out it was a, quote, scripted drama. Yeah. Scripted drama on a History Channel made up to be a gotcha kind of thing. Irritated the stew out of me. Anyway, I digress that one too. I am now getting over this Walmart virus. I've had it. Tomorrow will be 7 days. 8 days. I picked it up on a Saturday. This is Friday. That makes it 7. Yeah. Been through the sore throat, and oh my God, was it sore. Holy cow. Somebody moved my throat over a cheese grater. Then there was the fever and chills and fever and chills. And then there was the, I have no speaking voice. Then my, sorry, just went away to cough. I'm back. Then there was a voice, but it was, a lot like this one. And then my voice has come and gone all week. And I've still been trying to go into work the whole time. Cut out early when I could. Oh, and we had inventory at work. We are still working on repairing the nonsense that they did to our fabric department that was so beautiful. So, so beautiful. Then the calculating crew come through. It looked like a Mad Hatter's free fabric sale. Bolts of fabric in the wrong color order. Bolts upside down. Wound wrong. Stuffed in there. Crimmed in there. Falling off the stacks. There is just, oh my God, it was ugly. We're still fixing that. And that was 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago? Yeah. It wasn't pretty. Okay. Now, I have not moved forward on the pod project of the little infant sweater modular. I have not moved forward on that. I have been holding out, waiting to work on it with you guys. I may have added a couple of rows to the sleeve. But that was it, I swear. I'll be right back. I'm pausing y'all for a second. Okay, I'm back. I had to go blow my nose and cough up part of my right lung because, well, this stuff, it's, I'm taking my witch's brew I've spoke about before, my homemade stuff. It's helping me cough all this nasty up, which makes talking kind of exhausting. So this is not going to be a long podcast. I can't swear how much my voice will stay. Okay. Now that y'all know I ain't dead, didn't fall off the face of the world, and I am still barely alive, or as live as I can be for an alien hybrid, you know, that human part gets sick way too often. That's a joke there, folks. I'm not from Mars. Y'all don't know the name of my planet. Y'all can't pronounce it. Oh, anyway. Okay, let's see how far. Okay, the sleeve that we were working on, I am going to try and squeeze in a little bit of that so I can tell y'all what the plans are for the next podcast so y'all can get ready and be there. Because, well, that's what I'm going to try and do. Okay. Let's see. The sleeve was done on size 6 straights. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 20, 30 stitches. And I did a simple 1x1 rib knit. Started out and did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rows. Now, when you do a long tail cast on, y'all know there is a knit side and a purl side. Well, it was on the whichever side you stopped with on the 7. Look and see what side you're on. Start that on the stockinette. If the purl side's facing you, just start purling. If the knit side is facing you, start knitting. It adds a beautiful finish to it. Just, you know, for you noobs out there who don't know. Now you do. So anyway, you're going to stockinette where you knit one side and you purl the other side. Just plain old knitting. Now let's see how many rows we have here, because this is it on this one. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36 rows on the stockinette with my 37th one on the needles. Now, we are going to take those and we're going to put those on a holding stitch, a holding pin, put it on another set of needles, whatever. Because now you need to snip this, give it a 24-inch tail, just for safety measure, that's all. You're going to cut your feeder 24 inches away. And you're going to do a duplicate sleeve. You're going to cast on your 30. You're going to rib 1x1 rib knit your 7 rows. And then you're going to do 37. We're going to need 2 sleeves. So this is where y'all can be working on this, just like I'm going to be working on this. So we have 2 sleeves by the next time we meet. How's that sound? Because maybe by then, my voice won't sound like teetotal crap. Because that's what it sounds like to me. Oh, this stuff, lost hearing in both ears for a day. This was not a polite virus. It hates me. So anyway, anyhow, and whatever other else, that's what you want to do. You've got 30 across on your needle. You do the 7 one by one rib knit rows. Then you do 37 with the 37th one hanging on your needles. When you get to that point, you're going to need another stitch holder because you're going to do another 24-inch snip. And you're going to put this sleeve on yet another stitch holder because then we'll work on the next modular piece to this concept piece of a baby sweater. Yep. That's all it is. That's what I'm doing. I'm dropping stuff. Now, let's see what we got here. Y'all know I'm on Instagram now. Y'all can follow me there if you want to. I did that only because someone else tried to steal Instagram under my email address. It was a husbandly idea. So what I'm going to do now, I just took a picture of my work. Yep, that looks good. Write a caption. Sleeve. Yeah, I type slow and I'm a one finger type. I don't text very fast. Let's see. Sleeve, where's the number sign? Oh, there it is, under the F. Sleeve number 1 for the pod project. Should I say anything else? Sleeve number 1 for the pod project. Maybe I should do a hashtag. Better yet, I probably shouldn't put the number sign. I'll spell out the word. There we go. Ha. Sleeve number 1 for the pod project. Hashtag, since that's what the number sign is nowadays. No, it does not mean number. It's a hashtag. Oh, boy. Old school, we get our brains just racked over, don't we? Yarns and tails. All right, there we go. And now it is posted. Sleeve number 1 for the pod project. Hashtag yarns and tails. Okay. Well, that pretty much sums up my day for today for the podcast. If you guys are still listening out there for me, thank you. I am so sorry, but January kicked my ass, and that's probably what I'm going to call this podcast. It was tough. I have mostly survived it. So, all you folks out there who are sick, believe me when I say, I love you guys. Get well. For those of you who ain't sick, be kind to those who are. We sure do need it. If you too hot, cool off. If you too cool, warm up. Y'all can find me at my website, www.revlee.me. From there, you can find pretty much anywhere else on the web. I'm on Instagram as Revlee. I have an Etsy shop. You can find some of my goodies there. That's Being Revlee, B-E-I-N-G. R-E-V-L-E-A. That's the name of my shop. Guys, it's time for me to get out of here. I feel a coughing fit coming, and it ain't a pretty thing to listen to. Y'all take care. I love you guys. Bye, y'all.